Having the World Cup in the Far East this year has made for some problems in Europe, in Ireland, for example. On June 1st, the Irish national soccer team plays Cameroon at a reasonable hour in Japan, but it'll be 7:30 a.m. in Dublin. Sportswriter Mary Hannigan of the Irish Times joins us to tell how this prospect apparently has galvanized one brewer into a publicity stunt that's taken on a life of its own. Mary Hannigan, what's wrong with just setting the clock radio, waking up, and watching Ireland-Cameroon from the warmth of one's home?
Well, 7:30 in the morning, I have to say, is just an unreasonable time, really, for Irish soccer fans to get up and watch their football. See, there's a tradition here. We go to the pub and we all gather maybe 2 hours before kickoff. We all drink a few pints of Guinness or whatever is on offer. We all get happy and merry and get ready for the big game. It kicks off maybe normally 8 o'clock in the evening or 9 o'clock. We win, and then we celebrate wildly till maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. So 7:30 kickoffs in the morning are just not natural. It's totally unreasonable. So we've now got a beer company in Ireland who have decided something should be done about this. They are now campaigning for the time zone in Ireland to be changed to Japanese time during the World Cup. So that would pretty much mean like business people going to work at maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. And I don't think that's a whole lot to ask of them.
You don't, do you?
Well, absolutely not. It's only a month.
The first game against Cameroon is actually on a Saturday morning. It's not a work day, is it?
Sure, but it's still 7:30 on a Saturday morning. That's when we sleep here. We don't. We get up maybe midday on a Saturday and then just maybe cut the grass and then go to the pub. I mean, this is Ireland. This is what we do here. So this company, in their wisdom, have decided something should be done about this. And on Tuesday, they gathered a few Irish soccer fans to protest outside our parliament. So there is an election coming up here pretty soon. So we're kind of hoping the government parties, there are two parties in our government, will be so desperate for votes that they might actually respond to this campaign by agreeing to change
our time zone. Time zone in Ireland for 1 month.
You know, it's not a whole lot to ask for.
Now, if in fact the time zone were to be changed for the month of June to accommodate the World Cup, when would you get to work at the Irish Times?
I tend not to turn up ever anyway. I tend to just kind of just work maybe for half an hour in the afternoon, and that pretty much justifies my existence for the whole week anyway. So it's not really a big problem for me yet.
And has there been any word from the Prime Minister, say, about this campaign to change the time zone?
Well, fortunately, and it's funny you should mention our Prime Minister, fortunately he is a crazy nut of a soccer fan. So we're hopeful that he will see the sense in this campaign and that he will understand that a month is not a big deal to change our time zone. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind driving to his offices at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, just working for a few hours after that and then heading to his local bar for the game.
Mary, thank you very much for reminding us once again how the Irish saved civilization.
No problem. Any time. All right.
Mary Hannigan, sports writer for the Irish Times, spoke to us from Dublin.